When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
So we got this.
Sorry.
Let's
go ahead and pull this down.
Taking it back. This one does need music. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We've got this up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Hey, Ben and Kelly need some help here. My fiance and I grew up in the same small city.
Mm-hmm.
We went to different high schools, but attended the same college.
Sure.
My fiance doesn't have any living grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is very nosy, did some digging into my fiance's family. Turns out her maternal grandmother is the sister of my paternal grandmother, making us second cousins.
All right.
Now, everyone was mildly shocked by the connection, but my fiance and I really don't care.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, however, freaking out a little bit, calling it incest.
Ooh.
And has made flipper baby comments.
Flipper baby comments?
Flipper baby comments.
Like, is she referring to, like, birth defects from having...
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that is, that's pretty awful.
Yeah?
My sisters have made keeping it in the family jokes, and it's very irritating. No matter how much I tell them to quit it, they won't. My fiance thinks they don't like her, and all this is a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
We've got plans to move out of state so she can pursue her master's. But is she right? How do I deal with my family? Thank you.
Well.
Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, second cousins. You know, look, back in the day, this sort of thing, that was commonplace.
Well, and the fact is that, I mean, there is no way that they could have known.
No.
So.
Grandparents aren't living.
Yeah. So I feel like this shouldn't be a thing, and he really needs to maybe have a little come to Jesus talk with his family and just say, listen, enough. This is the person that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with. She feels like you don't like her, and that's tough to deal with. Imagine being in her shoes.
It sounds like,
and accept her.
It sounds like he is and has talked to them, but it doesn't stop. What it sounds like is his family is not worried about him or a baby that they may or may not ever have, mm-hmm. but is more worried about them. And what I mean by that is...
Oh, the stigma of what it's going to look like if people find out.
Yes.
That,
oh my gosh. It's all... And so they're making your love about them. And their issues with it.
But how would they ever find out, honestly? I mean, they didn't even know about it until mom went digging.
Right.
Into, like, looking into some... So nobody's going to do that.
Look, I remember receiving a phone call on the show many years ago about a woman who went on a blind date with a guy. They connected... No. Had reconnected with a long-lost brother.
Oh, yeah.
Who she never grew up with.
Right.
Never met in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Went, they met in Cincinnati at a neutral place.
Yep.
Sparks flew.
Uh-huh.
One thing led to another.
Yep.
Like, you know, so things like this is not uncommon, but...
No, but I mean, that person knew going into that meeting, that's my brother. I'm going to go have dinner with my brother. It still doesn't matter.
And then I'm going to...
Get naked with my brother.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know? So
this is not that situation at all. I feel like everyone needs to calm down because no one's gonna know.
Yes.
And just let them be happy. And the family really needs to understand the stress that they're putting on him and his fiance by continuing to harass them with it.
Okay, so maybe you didn't marry your second cousin, but tell us how you dealt with a situation where your family just didn't like your fiance.
Yeah.
Because I think maybe that's the root of it.
Yeah.
That and stigma, I would think.
Sure.
All right. 502-571-9970. We'll take some of your calls and comments on the way next. Group therapy. Damon and his fiance grew up in the same town, but Damon's mom did a little digging. Realized that her maternal grandmother, who isn't living anymore, is the sister of his paternal grandmother, making them second cousins. Now, the family not okay with them continuing their relationship. So what do they do?
Yeah, so it's just getting really, really difficult. It's, you know, BJ said, none of my business, but it seems odd that you two would not have met as kids or at some point in time, I would seek confirmation to make sure it's, like, real.
I don't know if I... Oh, I mean, yes. Let's try to figure that out for sure. Maybe do a 23andMe both or an ancestry and send in your DNA and have it analyzed. And then you can kind of see then for sure just to make, you know, make certain. But
now Ashley says in Kentucky, you have to verify before you can get your marriage certificate that you're not closer than third cousins.
I didn't think that was right.
I didn't think that's right either.
I thought it was first cousins. I thought Kentucky was first cousins. We'd have to do some verification on that before.
Although there is a screenshot that says first and second cousins not permitted to marry in Kentucky.
Mm,
I don't know what website that's from.
All right. So Jenny, I guess what do they say when they have already tried to talk to their family and their family isn't listening?
If they're going to continue to be toxic about it, and just be like, well, we don't want you to be happy with this person. Honestly, the best bet is to just kind of cut them loss and just tell them, look, if you can't be happy for me, then I'm sorry, but I can't really continue to be in contact anymore.
Well, they have already said that they have plans on moving out of state so she can pursue a master's degree. So I think maybe they just both move and they just kind of hit the mute button on the family for a little bit.
And then going to come to their senses.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
So many people are asking too, like, where are her parents, the fiance's parents? Like, that's not mentioned. It's mentioned that she doesn't have any living grandparents, but what about her parents? And a lot of people are doubting the validity of the information. So maybe they get a DNA test done instead of just having taken Damon's mom's, you know, I looked up the family tree.
Right.
Thing.
Word for it. Sure. Greg said, hey, look, it worked okay for the Queen of England. We got another message from a listener who said, my mom remarried and my stepdad had a daughter the same age as one of my brothers. And they end up hooking up, having a baby together. So, like, things like that happened.
Wow. A lot of people have thrown out Game of Thrones references.
Oh, yeah.
Which I never watched. I don't get it. I didn't watch that show.
Yeah. There was a lot of inter-family relationships, we'll say.
Okay.
In Game of Thrones.
No, I get it.
Amy says if the mom was digging into the fiance's past, she doesn't like her. Doesn't matter what he says or does at this point. For some reason, the family just doesn't like her.
Very good point. Yeah. Like, who does that? I don't know of anybody that typically, you know, just goes in and does some investigative reporting into, you know, your son's fiance. That's interesting. Aaron does raise a really good point. I mean, we're all related, a.k.a. Adam and Eve. True statement.
So I think we're going to leave it at this. You got to live your life. Yes, maybe take an ancestry or, you know, do a DNA test or whatever to try to,
either validate or deny.
Yes, exactly. Your mom's claims of what she found. But maybe
the bottom line, get to the root of why mom needed to, like, dig around
maybe
in your fiance's life.
Take that time when your fiance is getting her master's and just kind of move out. Move out of state, move out of town, whatever, and just work on you guys. And again, maybe it'll give the family some time and distance to accept you both.
Well, and realize that if they want a relationship with you, that it's they need to try to open themselves up to having a relationship with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's going to be a rocky road.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, thanks for reaching out to us. Keep us posted. All right. And
we're all invested.
Yeah, we are. And Damon, thank you. Appreciate it.